Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in operations. It's 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Central Time. Hurricane Sally update, wind 105 miles per hour. Movement north-northeast, still that slow movement, 3 miles an hour. Landfall, we had landfall near Gulf Shores, Alabama this morning, and we continue to move slowly. And as you can see, there's eyewall right around Gulf Shores. And if you think about this, the strong winds came ashore right near Gulf Shores. And then remember, if you're in this area, just because it may be calm now, the back edge of that eyewall, it's on the way. It's approaching the coastline. So you can see it right here as it gets closer to the coastline. So if anybody watching from Gulf Shores, that back edge of that eyewall is going to be in there. So you're going to have those winds go up really quickly on the back edge of this storm. So heavy rainfall around the center. And if we back up that radar a little bit, you can see just the extent of that tropical moisture all over. So the entire panhandle, portions of Alabama, and just incredible amounts of rainfall. Somebody reporting, already getting some reports of flash flooding. So just a dangerous situation, life-threatening situation associated with the storm surge, associated with this wind, and also all this rainfall. So let's look at the latest forecast here. Still, the theme has been slow moving, and that does continue. Slow moving system. So here we are this morning, right over Gulf Shores, Alabama, with time still moving slowly throughout the day. And then early tomorrow morning, right here in portions of South Alabama. So not moving very, very much. And that's why it just compounds the issues here. The longer it takes for this to get out of here, the more rain can fall. With time Thursday afternoon getting into Georgia, and then even on Friday getting into portions of South Carolina. So any one of these areas could see significant rainfall. So associated with this wind, those tropical storm force winds stretch pretty far out, and that's why you see that hurricane warning for a large area here around Mobile, the panhandle of Florida, and then you have the tropical storm warning stretching even further inland into Alabama and also portions of southeast Mississippi. So let's look at that rainfall that we've been talking about. Just a dangerous situation associated with all this rain. Some of these areas here could get a large amount, 10 to 20 inches of rain. Some areas could even get higher. Some areas 20 to 30 inches of rain, right in those core rains, because it's just not moving fast. So that's what happens. So if you think about 15 to 20, 25 to 30, just a devastating situation when it comes to that rainfall. Not just along the coast, but look how far inland this 6 to 10 inches of rain stretches. So dangerous situation, not just on the coast, but with time over the next few days stretching inward through Alabama, Georgia, and even getting into portions of western South Carolina. I do want to talk about that storm surge, the water coming up. We've been talking about storm surge for days, and it's happening. The water is coming up quite a bit. So we think about exactly where this comes on shore, right around the center and to that right side is where we get the big storm surge value. So Pensacola area here, 4 to 7 feet of storm surge. You start seeing Okaloosa, Walton County line, 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. And I do want to show you, it is coming up. This is the tide gauge at Pensacola. This is where it normally should be. Look how high we're peaking. The storm surge is coming in, and we'll continue to keep you updated on Hurricane Sally from right here at the National Hurricane Center.